This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر ومن يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون. So the discussion continues, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents before us His might, His power, His happenings, His doings, and coupled with that, Allah explains to us how feeble, weak, and defeated man is, right? Marvel at the sky above you. بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. We've raised it without any pillars. فَرْجِعُ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. Look at the sky. Can you find any defect in it? Any inconsistency in it? يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا. Your gaze will return to you defeated, because our creation is flawless, faultless, impeccable. Allah is infallible. Allah is infallible. So what does Allah say here in verse 63? أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Who's the one that guides you in the darkness of night, using the aid of stars to navigate? Who's given you the ability of navigation? And even today, with all modern technology, if it's not... the resources of nature are not favorable, things take a different turn. Pilot cannot land because of inclement weather. The winds are very strong, cross winds. The aircraft just cannot land. Allah speaks about this in Surah Shura in Juz 25. إِن يَشَأْ يُسْكِنِ الرِّيحَ فَيَضْلَلْنَا رَوَاكِدَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Allah can stop the winds and halt the vessel on the back of the ocean, and it will become rawakid, stagnant. Oh man, why are you then arrogant? خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. All this I've given to you to make your life wholesome, to make your life meaningful, so that you bow before me, so that you prostrate before me, so that you recognize me. So verse 63, أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ. Who is the being? يَهْدِيكُمْ guides you. فِي in ظُلُمَات, darkness. Bahr, in the ocean, right? And you know, when you are in the dead of that ocean and the waters are rough and the tides are high, and now it's looking, you know what, precarious, and you don't have any sense of direction. I mean, just a simple person swimming, and then you're enveloped by a wave, and just when you want to get your space and your breath, and then you hit by another wave and the water just washes you away. What happens to you for those few moments? Your heart is in your mouth. بَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. You go through a panic. And of course, the panic exacerbates the situation. There's this one person that's just been washed away by one wave. And you know, you're confident, you're calm, an avid swimmer. You know the terrain. You've been in these waters before. And this is a major vessel. And people out there. And suddenly the winds change. And the direction change. And the storms come. What's going to happen to you? Allah reminds you of that. أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Who guides you on land? وَعَلَامَاتِ. You use the stars for navigation. And then the landmarks. There are trees. There are landmarks. There are posts through which you find your sense of direction. When you go and see people living, you know what, in rural areas, and there's no phone, and there's no device, and there's no, navigation devices, etc. How do they navigate? Using a tree, using this post, using that post. وَعَلَامَاتِ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِي. And who sends the winds of glad tidings to you ahead of mercy, meaning rain? So you're sitting, it's hot, it's scorching, it's sweltering, and everybody feels the need of rain just to take away this heat. And suddenly the wind blows and the breeze follows through, and there's a sense of coolness, and there's a sense of anticipation, and there's a sense of optimism. And you're just feeling hot and you're hoping for rain. What about the farmer who cannot look his livestock in their eyes, and you could see everything has just dried and withered away, and then comes that rain. And as much as you get a tanker and you get water, nothing can do that heavy downpour of rain. Your simple garden, you can water it the whole season, but that one rain that comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what it does to that garden is just unique. So who is this? Woman, who's the being Yursil sends? Riyah. And here again, we marvel and we appreciate. Riyah in its plural form in the Quran is referenced as the winds of mercy, the winds of mercy. So in the singular form, it comes in the wind of adab, right? Rihun fiha adabun alim. Or rihun fiha sirrun asabat hartha qawmin zalamu anfusahum faahlakat. Hatta idha ja'atha rihun asif. And then look at how the words of the Prophet ﷺ tie up with the Quran. When the winds blow, what is the dua? I mean, do you know, my brother, there is a dua for when the winds blow? Can you understand the richness of your faith? When the thunder strikes, when the lightning comes, did you know there's a dua? Are you aware there is a name of a chapter in the Quran called lightning, called thunder? Ar-Ra'd, Ra'd meaning thunder. It could either refer to thunder itself, that praises Allah, or the angel al-malakul muwakkal bir-ra'd. Allahumma la taqtulna bi-ghadabik wa la tuhlikna bi-adhabik wa afina qabla dhalik. When it's lightning, when it's thundering, when it's stormy, when the winds blow, Allahumma ja'alha rahmatan wa la taj'alha adhaba. Allahumma ja'alha riyahan wa la taj'alha riha. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. That's why I say, when you read and it cannot move your heart, then that heart has died. The disbeliever said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but for Sulaiman alayhi salam, the winds used to move. For Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the mountains used to read and sing along with him. For Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he would revive the dead by the command of Allah. Why is it that you cannot display those miracles? So Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. The context of that verse is لَمَا آمَنُوا, as explained by the scholars. Their hearts are such that the Quran has moved the hearts of people, inspired people. And even if the Quran was to, you know, make وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ, make the mountains move, أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى, or make through the miracle of the Quran allow the dead to speak, these people's hearts have been sealed to such a level that they will not accept it. May Allah save us from that. May Allah save us from that. This is where the heart gets so blocked and sealed that you can see so much, you can witness so much, and yet nothing changes. Lama amanu, that is mahzuf, you know, in the context of the ayah, as the scholars tell us. Afalam yayasil ladhina amanu allaw yasha'u Allahu lahada an-nasa jami'a. Okay, so we discuss in this verse, wa man yursilu ar-riyaha, who is the being who sends the winds, giving glad tidings, bayna yaday rahmatih, before the rain comes. When the rain came down, again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, mutirna bi fadlillah, we received rain through the mercy of Allah. Some people said, we receive rain because of this cloud and because of this scientific fact and because of this explanation. These are people who bring iman on the apparent and they deny Allah. And a believer is one who says, mutirna bi fadlillah, we received rain, beneficial rain, through the mercy of Allah. A ilahum ma'allah, the question repeated, do you still have the audacity to argue and to say that there is someone else with Allah? Ta'ala Allahu amma yushrikun. Allah is exalted and above all what you blurt. Allah is way above that. Ataquluna 'ala Allahi ma la ta'lamun. Do you blurt regarding Allah things which you don't know? Fihi inkarun 'ala al-kalam fi al-dhati al-ilahi was-sifat al-ilahiyya istidlaliyatan kanat aw dhawqiyatan wabtuliya biha kathirun mimman yunsabu ila al-'ilm. The ayah releases a sharp warning that don't make your own judgments and your own conclusions and your own expressions regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Don't give your own analogies and similes and parables regarding Allah. Yes, as Allah has said it to us, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاهِ. When and how, in the manner and the context in which Allah has conveyed, that's how we relay it and that's how we convey it. Okay, we move on. أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقِ. Who's the one who created you the first time? So As bin Wa'il comes and he picks up a bone that was crushed and decomposed and he dropped it before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "Atazumu anna rabbaka yuhyi hadhihi wa hiya ramim." So you want me to believe that your Lord has the muscle and the clout and the authority and the ability to revive this after it's decomposed? So Allah says, "Daraba lana mathala." Daraba lana mathala. What a cheek. What an audacity. He's throwing an example at us and he forgot who created him. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ. You know the child who probably didn't have developed speech at the age of children, and may Allah grant ease and afia to anyone and everyone. May Allah help and aid and assist and grant afia. And then you took him from speech therapist to speech therapist, and finally he developed the ability, and now mashallah he can speak. And then when he can speak, he tells his father, "But you did nothing for me." What? My boy, you couldn't speak. My nights were restless. My life was restless. My whole day and night was worried about you. I was hopping, running, visiting this therapist, that therapist. Finally, when you develop speech, you're challenging the man who did everything for you to speak. Allah says, "I created you. I الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ." Created, shape, fashion, design in the manner in which He wanted, and then gave you a speech. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. I created you from a fluid, and then when you could speak, you say, "But who said this, God?" No, but this is illogical, man. There's too much suffering in the world. Yes. This is the mind, the thinking mind, the evolving mind, the inquisitive mind, the academic mind, the philosophical mind. No, it doesn't make sense for me to tie up the happenings of this world and the procedures and everything. What? The human brain has only so much capacity. If you venture into domain which is beyond its scope, it's going to be darkness for you. Because your scope, you're going into terrain which is beyond your scope. If a patient is going into theater and he has no understanding of medical science and he wants to ask the doctor, wait, what's this anesthetist doing here? No, that needle is too long. No, you don't use a knife like that. No, how dare you cut me? No, what? Wait, hang on. Are you the surgeon or am I the surgeon? Well, if I'm the surgeon, trust my expertise. Human to human. Creation to creation. One has the science, the other one is not acquainted with the science, but he trusts the vision of the one who has it. This is Allah. Back off. Surrender. He knows what's happening. Don't venture into terrain that is not in your space. The human doesn't have the capacity to comprehend the why, what, when, who, how. That's Allah's knowledge. Why did this happen to him? Why did that happen? That's Allah's knowledge. Yes, he's tasked me. If that one is poor, I need to help him. If Allah's given me, I need to empower him. If this person is in difficulty, I must assist him. So I've got rules and guidance and obligations to do, but not to venture into the why, what, and when. Oh, my Allah. May Allah save us from our... Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. One of the du'as again. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Allah, don't let our hearts deviate. Please, Allah. Allah, we beg you. Allah, we beseech you. Allah, we implore. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Ba'da idha hadaytana. Wahabal... Like, oh, man, I don't even know how to explain myself. There's a constant guidance, inspiration, motivation. You know, in every regard, you get in perspective. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا. Oh Allah, don't let our hearts deviate. بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. After you have guided it. يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا. يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا. One of the repeated du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, the controller of hearts. Oh, the turner of hearts. Keep our hearts aligned. Keep our hearts focused. The companion said, "Atakhafu alayna ya Rasulallah." O Nabi of Allah, are you fearing that we will launch you, we will abandon you, we will give up the mission that you repeatedly ask in Allah? you know, for this prayer, what's the wisdom behind it? He said, "Inna al-qulub bayna isba'ayni min asabi' ar-Rahman yuqallibuha kayfa yasha." The hearts are in Allah's control, and Allah can turn the heart of any person in any direction at any time. You know, people want to challenge this here. You as a boss have the authority and the prerogative and the muscle to lay off someone, to terminate someone's employment, and you want to take action as if it's my company, I'm entitled, no, finish, you don't come back. Monday we don't see you. But why? No, finish, it's my company, what are you going to do? Yeah, we we'll fight the legal battle. You roll your sleeves, I roll my sleeves. I come with my legal team, you come with your legal eagles. We'll fight it. So you are in charge of one 2x2 shop and you got power and authority and nobody can challenge you because it's yours. Everything belongs to Allah. He's in absolute authority. He can do as He wishes. And then people want to challenge this here and say, how is this correct and why is this like this here? Allah is in absolute control. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا. Okay, أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ. Who created you the first time? And who's going to recreate you? وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And who sustained you from the sky and the earth? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Who sends down for you rain? Who gives you all this produce from the earth? All this beautiful variety and lovely things that you eat and enjoy and indulge, right? لَحْمًا طَرِيَّ. Who gives you this beautiful fresh meat, meaning fish, from the ocean? وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ اثْنَيْنِ وَمِنَ الْمَعْزِ اثْنَيْنِ. Who allows you to eat the lamb and the cattle? Who's given you all this option and variety? أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقُ. Who created you the first time? أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ. And who will resurrect you? وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And who sustains you from the top and the bottom? أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, are you still going to say, oh man, are you still going to argue? Do you still persist? Has your brain been blocked off? Has it been shut off? Has it been sealed off? Ilahum ma'allah, is there a God and a deity and a power with Allah? Qul hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. Wow. Allah concludes the discussion here on this note here. Qul hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. Listen, we have given you proof, aql and naql, aql logical about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the fairness and the justice of Islam. Allah has given you the intellect. Hence, when a person doesn't have intellect, he's mentally impaired, then he's marfu'ul qalam. The laws of the sharia don't apply to him, he will be excused. Or if he's a minor, still too he won't be tasked because the intellect hasn't evolved to a level of intellectual stimulation, engagement, understanding. So as a minor, a person will not be held accountable because the threshold for the laws of the sharia to apply to a person is puberty. Now Allah has given you the intellect and then He says, look around you, everything tells you the greatness, the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then study the scriptures. In its original form, the Quran has been preserved in its original form. Study the scriptures that preceded the Quran in its unadulterated form, and you will find the common theme of Tawheed. You will find the common message. We've given it to you. Now you still counter-argue. You still counter-argue. Then Allah says, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Then present your proof. And the truth be told, there is no proof. وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. Concluding verses of Surah Mu'minun, chapter 23 in Juz 18. وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. And whoever ascribes partners and calls out to a deity besides Allah, لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ. He will have no proof to this because Allah has no deity. لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will deal with him, and for him there is no success. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts aligned and never to cause our hearts to deviate. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen.